This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas launched rockets toward Tel Aviv, Israel, in what appears to be the first such long-range attack from Gaza since early this year. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
Air raid sirens wailed in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv on Sunday as a barrage of rockets soared overhead. The Israel Defense Forces said it intercepted a number of the projectiles that sent people scrambling for shelter. The attack came just hours after aid trucks passed through the Kerem Shalom border crossing, Israel's main entry point into southern Gaza, as part of a new agreement to bypass Rafah as Israel continues pressing its military offensive. Egypt refuses to reopen the Rafah crossing until Israel returns control of the territory to the Palestinians. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
A dual Israeli-Brazilian national whose body was retrieved by the Israeli army from Gaza earlier this week was laid to rest on Sunday in the Israeli city of Ashkelon. Hundreds of mourners marched in a funeral procession and attended the service. Family members burst into tears while his mother delivered a eulogy over his grave. The Israeli military said on Friday it had recovered the bodies of three hostages taken into the Gaza Strip after they were killed during the October 7th attack by Hamas-led militants. The International Organization for Migration has increased its estimate of the death toll from a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea to more than 670. The chief of the UN Migration Agency's mission in the South Pacific Island nation said the revised death toll is based on calculations by village and provincial officials that more than 150 homes were buried by Friday's landslide. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned on Sunday Russia is preparing to intensify its offensive along Ukraine's northern border as the death toll rose to 14 in an aerial bomb attack on a large construction supply store in the city of Kharkiv. The Kharkiv governor says the bombing on Saturday afternoon also left 43 injured and 16 missing. In a video statement from Kharkiv, Zelensky said Russia is preparing offensive actions northwest of Ukraine's second-largest city. Moscow's troops have in recent weeks captured villages in the Kharkiv area as part of a broad push. Bangladesh and India were bracing on Sunday for the first cyclone of the year set to make landfall. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
Bangladesh raised its storm danger signal to its highest level of 10 for two ports and nine coastal districts. The country's chief of disaster management told Reuters that tens of thousands of people have been moved to shelters. India deployed its disaster relief force in the eastern state of West Bengal, and flights at Kolkata's airport were canceled. The Indian Navy said it is keeping ships, aircraft, divers, and medical supplies on standby for deployment, if required.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Nearly a dozen people were hurt after another plane hit turbulence on Sunday. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Around 12 people were injured when a Qatar Airways plane flying from Doha to Dublin hit turbulence, according to airport authorities. Most of the injured were hospitalized. Dublin Airport said in a statement that flight QR017 landed safely as scheduled. Upon landing, the aircraft was met by emergency services, including airport police and the fire and rescue department, to tend to the passengers and crew members. Qatar Airways stated that an internal investigation is underway. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
The incident comes 5 days after a British man died of a suspected heart attack and dozens of people were injured when a Singapore Airlines flight from London hit severe turbulence. All 18-year-olds in Britain will have to perform a year of mandatory military or civilian national service if the governing Conservative Party wins the July 4th national election. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledged on Sunday to bring back a form of national service for the first time since 1960. Under the plan, a small minority of 18-year-olds would spend 12 months in the military. The opposition Labour Party dismissed the plan as a gimmick. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.